Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story Podcast, brought to you from the home of SVI Media here in Afton, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
Grapefruit is what I was thinking.
Grapefruit?
Yeah, grapefruit for breakfast keeps a doctor away.
That's true. Do you like grapefruit?
Kind of? Yeah.
I like it already, it already comes cut up.
Oh, yeah.
In those little cups.
Yeah. My dirt girls love that. But what I was saying...
Your dirt girls?
My girls love them. What I was trying to say is I'm grateful.
You're grateful for grapefruit.
No. I'm grateful for the people that listen to this podcast.
I am grateful for them,
for
too.
For all two of them.
We are up to three. No, we actually have some people out of the country that listen.
I know we do.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And I think they're crazy.
I think they're lovely.
I do too. We actually are grateful for everybody that listens to our craziness and supports us. And Star
That's
Valley
right.
Health and Eco Life and SVI Media, Dan Dockstetter and Duke Dance, Dal Erickson. Those guys are great.
They are really good. I mean, for a little small town, we have very professional people, I think.
We do. We really do. But our town is not small anymore.
It's getting bigger. Did you see that Lincoln County is the number one growing county in Wyoming? I didn't see that,
but I saw my property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Just this past week.
Yeah, they went a little bit up.
A little bit? Mine went up a full 25%.
Yeah. Yeah. But I heard Jackson...
And that was 25% last year.
...was quadruple that. So I heard Teton County was even worse. So.
Well, they can pay it. That's the difference.
I don't know about that.
They're making a lot more money than I am. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So, just so frustrating to me.
It is. Taxes.
You think you own a piece of ground and then you don't because you pay the government just to own it.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Life.
Anyway. Frustrating me. Let's not talk about taxes.
Okay.
That's
or politics.
We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about taxes.
No, we don't.
That puts a gloom over our nice sunny spring that we're having.
Sunshine
on my shoulder.
Makes me sunburn.
Makes me blister.
Do you sunburn easy?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. If I even say the word sunshine, I start to feel blistery. Mm. Yeah, I don't. So I actually enjoy wearing shorts.
I can
sometimes.
See that.
Yeah.
And just be glad you're not looking at what I'm looking at.
Yeah, don't look
right
at
now.
My legs. Mm-mm. I'm very...
Ivory.
I am very self-conscious when people look at my legs because people, for some reason... Don't. I'm hiding.
Oh, the best is a socks and a shoes with it. You probably wear socks with sandals, don't you?
I wear socks. I wear socks with everything.
Oh, that's really gross.
I don't ever...
No.
Let my toes hang out. Ever.
Or do you have gnarly toes?
What does that mean?
You know, toes that aren't attractive.
I don't know. I don't think there are toes that are attractive.
Well, that's true. I don't really like toes either. But yeah. I think...
I don't wear thongs. I don't wear the sandals.
Thongs? You don't wear thongs?
MJ. Let's keep this above the... Let's keep this above ground. When I say thong, I don't know what your brain goes to, but my brain goes to what thongs were when I was a kid. You know, the thing goes in between your big toe and the rest of your toes.
Yep. One time Steve wore a thong.
I cannot. And I will not let you hijack this.
It's true.
We have to keep this above ground. The fact now that I have that thought stuck in my head, I need some Zofran.
Okay.
It's going to make me ill, and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fine. I'll be serious.
Sandals, whatever you call them. I don't know what you call them. I'm talking about the sandals
flip-flops.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Not thongs.
They were thongs. MJ, are you denying that they were once called thongs?
No, they're flip-flops. Or sandals.
They were called thongs.
They were not.
Duke! Duke!
He's dying laughing Duke, get in right here. Now.
You guys live?
Duke, we're live. Grab a microphone. Put a headset on.
You can't say the word, though.
Second knob to the left behind you.
You can't say the word.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Come on. We're on. Okay. Well, I'm not going to say the word.
Okay.
Okay.
We just need your input.
I'll draw a picture.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yes, I can draw a picture.
Okay. I'm not good on the spotlight.
So, Duke.
Wait. Maybe this isn't Duke, a very good picture.
I'm not going to say anything.
What in the world?
What the heck is that? Okay, Duke. When you were young, or your folks were younger, whatever, there was an item that we used to wear on our feet, okay?
Okay.
And we wore it on warm days, and it had a little, generally a piece of rubber or a piece of cloth that went in between your big toe and your little toe.
Oh, I see where we're going. Okay? I see what this is.
What are the names for that item?
Well, I'll tell you what my grandma called them.
Okay,
she would wear them around when she would come visit us.
Okay.
She would wear these all the time.
Okay.
And it really made me uncomfortable when she said, "Hold on, I'm just going to go put my thongs on." I'm like, "Grandma!
See, grandma! Grandma!
Yeah!
Grandma!
You lied! The point is, you lied!
They are flip-flops!
The point is, you lied!
They are flip-flops now!
They are flip-flops now!
They've always been flip-flops to me. Yes.
MJ?
No.
We will rewind the tapes. We will rewind the tapes. She made me feel like I was an idiot because I said, when I was a kid, I used to wear thongs. And MJ just lost
it. At least it's used
it.
To.
Yeah. I've gained a little weight now. And they don't.
You need more than one little strap is what you're saying now.
I have to put them together now. All I'm saying is, MJ, they used to be called thongs. And she says, no, they didn't. And I said, bring Duke in.
And
you're older than I am.
I am, but I didn't know.
What generation
I've
are you talking about?
A thong is
even
a...
Even Duke knew what they were, and he's in Generation X. And he even knew what they
only
were.
Only because my 90-year-old grandma.
That's
See,
fine.
And I'm not 90. I'm
well,
not.
You're closer to it than I am.
All right. Well, okay.
Okay, let's...
Now that
Duke...
Thank you, Duke.
Am I excused?
You're excused.
I'm excused, okay.
You are all
done. Carry on, if
carry
I dare
on.
Say.
Thank you.
Well,
oh,
folks.
Oh, my heavens.
They're called flip-flops, but if you'd like to call them thongs, like
all
Travis.
All I did is I just proved my point to the entire world.
You pooped your point.
I pooped my point that you were wrong, I was right, and there you have it. And you should see the picture that MJ was trying to give to Duke. That is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It looks like a minion.
Maybe we'll put it on the on this podcast when he posts them.
Yeah,
that's
let's
we'll
put
do.
A picture of a thong.
Yeah.
On the podcast. I think that would be appropriate.
Your idea of a thong.
Well, yeah. Obviously not your idea of a thong.
Well, I don't have a dirty mind.
We're not.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, baloney. The second I said it, you about dropped into deep funk.
Oh, goodness.
Lord, I feel like I've just been molested in the fact that I've been trying to push my point so hard.
Oh, man. Travis has issues. That's all I got to say.
Man, for a second there, I thought I did have issues. I was like, my heavens, was I raised in an inappropriate household or
yes,
what?
Yes, you were. You were.
No.
I did not
I
learn
wasn't.
That word until
oh,
later.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, the best is our topic today. It couldn't be any more.
No.
MJ, any more
we've
opposite.
we've already skewed from our text in or our for our top in topic. We cannot bring it down
you
to a spiritual plane now.
We could.
My mouth is broken.
my head
is broken now. So we have to come up with a different topic.
Okay.
On the fly.
On the fly.
On the cuff.
Okay, you come up with it. Okay. You realize, people, that we just don't come with...
A lot of times we don't come as prepared.
Like most of the time.
As we should be. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing that we should do today.
What should we do?
I feel like... I feel like
go
we,
put it on
we
our
have
thongs.
A few minutes left. I get a lot of feedback and comments on my dad jokes of the day.
Okay.
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 And in fact, just before I was here, I was at the grocery store, and I had a guy come and say, "Travis, I loved your dad joke. You know, can you tell it to my wife or something like that?" And I'm like, "Dude, I go and record like 10 of them at a time. 20
Do you
of
really?
Them. Oh yeah. I don't know which one Duke plays on this, you know, on a daily basis."
Sure.
And so he was a little bit upset, but I have to go over, I think it would be appropriate to go over some of, well, at least the top couple that I think are just hilarious.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think we should do some mom jokes too.
Okay, that's fine. You do your mom jokes, I'll do the dad jokes, but.
Okay.
So the all-time favorite one that I just think this is so clever. Why did... Okay, how come the toilet paper did not cross the road?
It had a crack in it?
Nope.
It was stuck in on the other side?
Nope.
Why?
Because it was stuck in a crack.
I was close. You have to admit I was close.
You got everywhere around that joke, but the actual joke itself.
It had
a crack stuck in it.
Have you ever had toilet paper stuck? Stuck.
Nope.
I did once. It was a while ago.
Oh my gosh. MJ, what are you doing to this podcast? Everybody that's going to be listening to this is going to be throwing up.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It was a while ago.
Okay, poor head.
Yeah, I want to hear another one.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this is one of my favorite jokes.
Okay.
There was this business guy, and he was in a hurry to make his flight because he had timed it just right so that when his flight landed, he was going to rent his car and he was going to get to his meeting and he was going to be right on time. I mean, this guy was particular about timing.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, he gets in his seat. He's flying first class and he takes off. And they're just flying through the air and he feels this little bit of a lag and a little vibration. He thought, well, that's weird. I wonder what that was. Well, the pilot gets on. He says, This is your pilot speaking. I regret to inform you that we have lost one of our right engines.
Mm.
We are going to have a 15-minute delay getting to our destination.
Okay.
He's like, oh, gosh, that's frustrating. I'm going to be 15 minutes late to my meeting, but that'll be okay. I'm sure they'll forgive me. We still have 3 engines left. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they keep going along and along and along, and finally he feels the same vibration again. Kind of a little bit of a delay and a little vibration. He's like, on what that was. Pilot gets on and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot speaking. I regret to inform you that we have now lost one of our left engines.
Uh-oh.
And I hate to say this, but we're going to have a 30-minute delay getting to our destination."
Okay.
Oh, this guy's frustrated. 30 minutes late getting to his destination. But, I mean, what really can you do? You got to keep mm-hmm. going. You know, you're committed now. You're in the airplane. They're going along. It's I guess, doggone it, another vibration.
Mm-mm.
Little lag in the pilot, or the pilot comes on and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot speaking. I regret to inform you that we have lost our other right engine. We're going to have a 45-minute delay getting to our destination." Well, this guy lost it. And he reaches up and he pushes the, you know, the little light that brings the call button. Yeah, brings the lady to him. And she comes over and says, "Yes, sir, can I help you?" And she says, I've had it. This is ridiculous. We've already lost 3 engines. We're going to be 45 minutes late. I need to be to my meeting. If we lose another engine, we're going to be up here all day."
Oh, my gosh.
That's a cute joke. You have to admit.
I like that
joke.
That's
a cute joke.
Yeah.
That's a clean
non-MJ
joke.
My jokes are clean.
Yeah, not that I've been privy to. All right, your turn. You're up.
I just have one. So after my last proctologist exam,
okay,
I was left alone in the exam room for just a few minutes. But then my nurse came in and whispered three words that no one wants to hear. Who was that?
That's horrible. That's horrible.
I bet Dr. Cowan is.
Dr. Cowan's heard that.
He probably wrote it.
Well, I wrote a little message to Dr. Cowan when I had my colonoscopy done.
Yeah?
Yep.
What did it say?
Right on my butt cheek. I just said, hi, Dr. Cowan, or I said something, I love Dr. Cowan, or something like that.
Oh, I bet he giggled.
I bet he had a good time.
Yeah.
You probably don't see many messages being a colonoscopist.
Yeah.
Is that what you call him? A colonoscopist? A colonist?
Oh, wow.
That is bad. I don't know what you'd call him. An endoscopist?
Physician.
A physician of the colon?
Yeah.
This podcast is not going anywhere.
Yes. I agree. If you're listening to this, we apologize for the giggles.
We just need to apologize right now.
Yeah, because we just really have the giggles today.
This is great.
It is great.
But anyway, we do recommend that everybody have their
colonoscopy.
And the studies are saying that, you know, 45 now is the new 50, and so...
And there's no buts about it.
Yeah, no buts about it. You get in there, and you get your colonoscopy, and enjoy...
Cracking up.
No, enjoy... Just enjoy the ride, is all I ask. Because whether it's the pills you take or the liquid, it all ends up the same.
Oh, God. I'm okay. Not sure what we smoked today, yeah, but it was bad. Happy, this happy bad. Stuff.
Bad day, but hey, good podcast. We appreciate everybody.
We do. I'm not sure what we said, but...
We don't know what this one was about.
If we've offended you, that's but we, yeah, just who we are.
We really do apologize to all of our sponsors.
No, we don't.
But in all fairness, it was really Duke that
it
saved
was.
The day.
No, he didn't save the
he did.
Day.
He did.
No.
He proved you wrong.
No.
I'm the right. You're wrong.
Your thong.
You're...
I brought your thong.
If you have a speech impediment, yes. I'm right, your thong. Everyone, enjoy your beautiful spring.
Have a great day.
Go visit all of our sponsors, and we love you. I am your host of Why Your Story. I'm Travis Osmond.
And I'm embarrassed to say I am your host, Marjorie Parker.
Good night, everybody.
That might be my very
that
favorite thing we've ever done.
That was the worst thing we've ever done.